Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming. Like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy. Like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try, and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin. Across from me is Kelty Knight, and to my right is Jack Vanek. I no longer introduce us, because if you don't know who we are, get the hell out.
Suck it.
But also, I'm a two-time Emmy nominee.
Okay, you're a loser.
She's never won. I am a Teen Choice nominee. Didn't win.
I've been nominated for nothing, so.
Really? Not even like Emo Kid of the Year?
I did
MySpace.com?
I did win Most Likely to Go to a Concert in high school.
Wow. Isn't everyone pretty likely to go to a concert?
I know, but I won.
She's the most likely, though. Of all the people you know, Jack's definitely the most
that
likely.
That seems like a dumb superlative award. Okay.
It was dumb.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, the question this week is, what is your go-to zit or breakout remedy? Because it came up on the Lady Gang Facebook group, and it's a very hot topic.
I use that Mario Badescu drying lotion.
Well, so the pink one.
It's the pink one, and then they have a drying, like, milk cream that you use, too. And you use them together, and they're amazing.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
The Kate Somerville pink is good.
Yeah, they're, like, the same thing.
It comes on a... No. Kate Somerville, you have
to... She does one that's also pre-dipped, right?
You have to do a dip, and you have to put it a Q-tip, and yeah, it, like, goes through the murky into the pink and then
that's
out.
Like that's Mario, like Mario Badescu.
Oh, it's the same. It's the same kind of thing.
It's probably the exact same product, just a different thing. But, no, I like that. And then I also will crush up an ibuprofen and rub the ibuprofen on it to be anti-inflammatory style.
Well, sure. I texted my girl at Kate Somerville because I had a really bad breakout and I had to do something the next day. I was like, what do I do? She goes, you need to use some sort of a mask that's for clarifying or like extracting dirt and junk. So there's this one by Glossier that is a moon mask, and it's green. It's like $22, and I swear to you, I've put it on everything. Like, the mask is incredible. It literally sucks out any germs, anything, whatever. Your pores are amazing. You do that, and then you do a little, like, red light action.
Mm.
I was never a believer in the lights,
yeah,
like, all those
bullshit things.
I think it's bullshit.
No, I'm telling you, I put this little, like, zit-zapper thing on it with a light treatment, and she told me to do it, and she didn't even, like, sell me the product. So she was like, this really works. And I'm not kidding, like, the redness of my face and all the junk, the next day I looked amazing.
What about toothpaste, that old wives' tale?
I don't know.
I've had a zit and put toothpaste. It didn't really do anything.
I don't think it does anything either.
No.
But
no.
Everybody always says to do it.
I think those, like...
When you're desperate.
They need nothing else.
I do like the Mario Badescu and Kate Somerville pink shit, too.
Yeah, they're the best.
Okay.
Also, it's so unfair that we still have zits. Bye.
It's so shitty.
And wrinkles.
Bye.
On that note, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Go.
Ooh.
Woo.
Chat.
So my good week, I just watched the best documentary. Did you watch it yet?
Is this the one you told me to watch?
The Long Shot?
I did watch it.
Have you seen it?
No. Did you post about it?
I posted about it on Instagram
story. Yeah, that's why I'm... But no, I have no idea what it's about.
So I can't really reveal a lot because it will ruin the whole entire story.
Yeah.
But it involves my two favorite things in the entire world, and yours, which is True Crime and Larry David,
whoa,
somehow related. And it's like the weirdest, craziest, most tear-jerking story in the entire world. And it's only 40 minutes on Netflix.
But you can't tell us what it's about?
No, because they don't give it away.
It's about a guy who was wrongfully convicted of a murder. And his alibi was he was at a Dodgers game. But so the whole documentary is like trying to prove that he was there. And how they proved he was there is like the most insane thing in the entire world.
Also, when Larry David was talking, they had him lit beautifully. And for like 4 seconds,
you wanted to bone him.
I didn't, but I was like, I can see how others would.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I love him. He's so good in it, too. Long shot.
Okay. It's good.
Okay, so my bad week. I was driving home the other day. I was in Venice. And listening to this country album with my windows down, and the hottest guy pulled next to me riding his bike. And I was like, yes, this is great. And I like kind of look over at him and we make eyes and we're like kind of like smiling at each other. And then he like does like the motion to like turn down my music. And I was like, oh, okay. Turn down my music. And he's like, oh, is that the new Dustin Lynch album? I'm like, yes, it is. Like, wow, that you know this. Amazing. And then we pull over to the side, start chatting.
Oh,
and
I'm like, how did you pull over to the side, though? Were you like, you want to pull over to the side?
No, he kind of like motioned to it. Oh. So I was like, I kind of followed him.
Okay.
And we're like chatting. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm meeting a guy in real life. IRL, this like doesn't happen. And he ended up giving me his number. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then he goes to pull away, like off into the sunset. His entire ass was hanging out of his pants, and it was the hairiest ass I've ever seen in my entire life.
How was it hanging out?
Because his pants were just down, and his butt crack was sagging.
What kind of pant?
It was just like a jean. Oh. But like, I'm like, how do you not understand that your freaking whole ass is hanging out, and it's the hairiest ass I've ever seen?
He's probably like borderline homeless because he's riding a bike.
Did
you talk to him on the phone yet?
No, I didn't text him because I was grossed out by his hair.
But here's the thing, Jack. This is what we always talk about. This is a fixer-upper.
That's true.
He likes the same music as you. He's ballsy enough to, like, meet in real life.
That's right.
He's cute. You were like, oh, he's so hot and cute. You just have to teach him about his ass waxing.
That's true. How hairy.
No, Becca, don't. No. Becca, do not hate on this. That is a fixer-upper moment.
Okay, fine. It was pretty hairy. Let's give it a shot.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Can we give it a shot?
Can you text him right now?
No.
But will you?
I'll text him later, maybe.
Okay. No, you should.
Okay.
You can fix a hairy ass. That's not even a deal breaker.
That's true.
But I don't think it is either. I mean, I have a hairy ass.
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean, not like really with my pants.
Sometimes
no.
I shave it and I'm like, wow, I can't believe that was back there for
me
sure.
Too, me too, for sure.
I'm like, damn, left that too long, you know?
That's true. You can shave. Well, you can wax an ass.
You can laser an
you
ass.
You can laser an ass. That's true.
And maybe he doesn't know, and that actually makes me feel good because he's probably not getting with that many women because someone would have pointed it out. And it also means he's single because if he wasn't single, a girl would be fixing that up.
That's true.
Maybe.
Okay. I think this could be your husband.
All right.
Maybe.
Wow. Kelsey's feeling passionate.
Okay.
I am too. I am going to go next. My good week is that when we went camping a couple weeks ago, this is really mean, but with my issue in wearing shorts, I don't like showing my legs because it looks like a quilted Chanel bag now that I'm over 30. So I'm like an anti-shorts kind of person. Mm-hmm. But it was very warm outside, and myself and everyone else on this camping trip was in a short. My husband, our friend.
How short?
Like, Zach was in like a short, like a, you know, to the knee short.
A man
short.
No, I mean like, what about the girls? Like, how short were these shorts?
Oh, like my friend Lauren was there and she has the greatest legs I've ever seen on the planet. So she's in like a short, which right. I would also be flouncing around the campsite in those shorts if I had her legs.
Right.
And then her boyfriend Gabe, we're setting up everything. I'm feeling like a little stupid that I refuse to wear shorts like an 80-year-old woman at this point. But I'm like, staying strong. I'm not putting shorts on.
Will you wear a short dress?
At night.
Okay.
So
a dress and shorts are different, though, I feel like.
No, it is. Shorts always too short.
Well, and shorts are tighter than, like, a dress, usually.
It's just, like, on my little weird squatty body, it's not great already. And then the fact that when the sun hits it, it's just a...
Yeah, it's just...
And I'm just being, like, nitpicky. Of course I can wear a short and people won't, like, gasp, I think. But, like, I just, for me and my, like... You know, that's my hang up.
So, I wish there was like a medium short because it's either like a Bermuda short. No, a Bermuda like is too long. Short. No, there's like the short shorts that girls wear at Coachella and half their asses hang out.
No, it's
for
true.
Cute jean shorts. They don't make like a 35-year-old jean short. No. It's like a 19-year-old jean short or a short.
It's either 19-year-old jean short or you're in J. Crew shopping. Yeah. So it's like there's nothing.
There's no in between.
Maybe we need a Lady Gang denim line.
For people who are past their prime but not quite washed
it's
up.
It's halfway to the knee.
Yeah. So I'm not in the shorts. I'm feeling a little silly. But then we get back from camping, and over the course of the next week, everybody has poison sumac all over their legs. Except
what's poison sumac?
Truly. It's poison ivy, poison oak, poison whatever. It's not poison ivy. It's poison sumac, I believe.
It does the same shit.
It's the same shit.
Does Zach have it?
Yeah. Zach has it on his legs, his ankles. Lauren... covered like
vagina,
like up to her vagina. It's terrible. She had to get like shots and it's like very bad. So this was gonna be like I got out scot-free because I refused to wear shorts and God was protecting me. He gave me cellulite so that one day I could avoid
God's
poison
fair.
Sumac.
Yeah,
but get this. So that was my good week
turning into a bad week.
Then you rubbed against Zach.
No,
then you had sex and you had God on your vagina.
Nope. A couple weeks later, I'm picking at my face like an idiot, and I start getting these blemishes, and they're like bigger than blemishes, and they're growing, and they're getting blisters, and they're like
body herpes.
They're like doing
face herpes.
It looks like face herpes, and I was like, I am gonna cry if these people got it on their legs, and I got it on my freaking face.
Yeah,
that's what I get.
Yeah,
turns out. It's a staph infection, which is even more exciting and enjoyable. But that is my karma for taking joy in the fact that I didn't get poison sumac and everybody else did.
Yeah, that's instant karma.
Staph be careful, infection. Though, because you can die.
I know.
I'm already
need
on
you
meds.
To be a part of the lady
can you
gang.
Go blind from it if it gets by your eye?
Can we not have this conversation? Because I just got my ass shot with two shots. I'm on oral antibiotics. I'm on a topical. The doctor made me feel very calm about it.
Okay,
he was
sorry.
Like, this is
just
super
don't Google
because people
common.
Die in the hospital because they're sick already with compromised immune
and
systems
also,
and they get a staph infection.
Yeah, and also, like, people don't ignore shit like this. Like, just
if you have blisters all over your face,
and
doctor.
And I went to an urgent care. Like, I couldn't even get in with my dermatologist, and I was like, I'm going to a freaking urgent care. And, like, staph, you have to catch it quickly, but when you do, he's like, no, it's fine. It's just, like, a bad pimple. I looked at him, and I was like, you might be lying.
Is it, though?
No.
Is it, though?
So now I look like a meth addict. So there's my good week, bad week.
You're still surprisingly beautiful.
It's shocking that you say that, but thank
you're
you.
Because I'm only looking at your good side.
I'm not wearing my glasses, but I can't really see it.
Thank you. It's not really...
but I'm almost legally blind.
I'm on the mend. Kelty, what's happening with
got
you?
Got a good week for you. Got a new word.
Yes.
Dixtracted.
Did you get that from the Facebook group?
Sorry. Elena's moving my mic away. She says I'm too loud.
She's eating the mic.
I probably did.
Wait,
so
that's
it's like,
so good.
It's like, oh, God, what'd you do this weekend? I don't know. I had so many things to do on my to-do list, but I got totally dixtracted.
Love
great.
It. Love
good
it.
Use of the word.
I
you're
know.
Improving.
I know.
Proud
this
of me?
Is the first
proud
time
of
you've actually like used it correctly in a sentence.
Oh, that's yeah. good. I like it.
Oh, did you water the plants?
I got too distracted.
Like your mom's like, why haven't you called me in 6 weeks? And you're like, Mom, sorry. I'm so distracted right now.
Distracted. And she won't even pick up on it because you're going to say it so quickly.
I know.
Yeah.
It's really subtle.
I'm this new guy and I'm just so distracted.
It's really good.
It's so good.
So whoever I stole that from the Lady Gang,
thank you. Thank you.
Bad week. Okay. So I went on this girls' trip and I don't know why, but I have this, well, you guys know, I have this like uncanny ability to be a disaster in my own life and then try to mother other sections of people's lives. Mm-hmm. Like even though I'm
like
a mess.
Most of us.
Yeah, like I do
all of
for
us.
You guys.
No, but like everybody,
yeah, everybody does that. Yeah.
Like I'm a disaster. I haven't eaten a vegetable in like 3 weeks, but I'm like
but
planning,
let me give you advice.
I'm planning the meals for the girls' trip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get to Trader Joe's and I'm like, okay, I got this. So I pick up some like pretzels, some chocolate covered almonds. And then for some reason, I'm like, you know what goes great with wine on a girl's night? Cheese. So I buy like 6 to 8 blocks of like different fancy cheeses and some crackers. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this with me to Las Vegas for my girls trip. And then we won't have to spend this like ridiculous amount of money on room service. So I get to the TSA.
No. You're lying with all this cheese?
So listen, yeah. So I'm like... So that's what Chris said when I
you
got home.
You can just go when
he's
you
like,
got
you're
to
gonna
Vegas?
Fly with the cheese, and I was like, yeah. So I put all the cheese in my backpack, and I had like my carry-on, and I'm going through the TSA, And, like, the lady puts my bag in and she, like, stops for a minute. And sometimes they stop me because I have, like, a mic or electronical, like, work equipment. But I didn't have any. And she just yells out, whoa,
that's
we got a whole lot of cheese. Someone's got a whole lot of cheese. And so, like, everyone's looking at me. And I was like, it's me. And she's like, what? Like, yelling. Because she's, you know, she's sitting in the thing. She's like, why do you have so much cheese?
What did you say?
I was like,
because I'm thrifty?
I said, no, it's for with my wine in Vegas. And she was like, uh-huh. And then she turns to the guy, like, as the, it's like coming out of the thing. And then she turns to, like, her partner, and she's like, it's a lot of cheese.
But you got to take it?
Yeah, I took it. And I ate it.
So weird.
I know.
Why would you do that?
But wait, what's the refrigeration policy?
I know. Well, cheese is already mold, so it's, like, not going to go bad.
Good.
You guys, the flight to Vegas from L.A. is 45 minutes. Like,
why couldn't you have just gone to a Trader Joe's
flight
in Vegas?
To Vegas, though? I don't know where Vegas is.
Vegas.
You know what? You're awfully distracted at the moment, Becca.
That's wrong.
You guys, can we
What's
talk about...
up?
We're very excited because one of the stars of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood is here to talk about giving birth.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
So, you probably know our guest today. She's a model, singer, songwriter, and one of the stars of VH1's TV show Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. She is the clapback queen and Instagram queen, sharing her life with her over 1.6 million followers on Instagram. She's the mama to a very beautiful baby girl. And in her last Instagram post, she rolled up to her high chair wearing a Gucci rain boot set. And yes. I was like, what the F am I doing with my life? Please welcome to the Lady Gang, Masika Kalisha.
I mean,
welcome.
With that introduction, Jesus, can you just come everywhere and just invite me in all the rooms?
First of all,
who was in the Gucci? You or your daughter?
My daughter.
Who's like,
shut
up.
Yeah, she's okay. So she has these Gucci rain boots, and she was, well, her dad came out the room and they were on her feet. So I don't know if he put them on her or if she put them on herself, but she was on her tricycle, rolled up to her high chair with her Gucci rain boots and her pajamas and was like, it's spaghetti time.
Wow.
Oh my God.
She is your daughter.
She's your daughter. I love it.
Absolutely.
So fabulous. We talk a lot about birthing children. None of us are mamas, but we've had like Whitney Port came on. We've had a lot of
didn't
like
celebrity
moms.
Did she do like the whole
moms.
Natural like birthing thing?
Well, most importantly, like we didn't realize the hemorrhoid grapes fall out of your vagina or your butthole during it. So I want to know, like, break it down for us, real life.
Yes. Everything.
I was very pissed off at pretty much every woman I know.
Yep.
Like right before I went into labor, my assistant, she was like, so you know what's going to happen after you have your baby. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to be a great mom. Isn't it happy? She's like, no, your insides are going to fall out. And I was like, what? And she's like, it's going to be emergency. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, it's going to hurt to pee. I'm like, how? She's like, because there's a whole horse coming out of your vagina. What are you talking about? So, you know, I'm like, okay, what? I don't know. Whatever. You know, I wasn't really thinking. She's like, yeah, you're going to have to, like, you know, prepare and get some, you know, girl items. I was like, really? So I was like, Mom.
Like a diaper?
Look. I should have.
Damn.
So I'm like, Mom. Like, why didn't you tell me this? She's like, oh, I thought you know. How would I know this?
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, yeah. So me and my mom went to Tarshay and got the most ridiculous, like, I mean, everything you could possibly imagine. But what I forgot was the caution tape. That's what I should have got.
The caution tape.
After you have your kid, literally, like, everything from the throat down just comes out of your vagina.
Oh, God.
You cannot
crime scene.
It feels like you're peeing needles and little glass spikes.
Oh.
Then you have to have, like, bottles of water after you pee.
We saw that in the airport. We were making fun. We're like, we
no,
saw
no, no, no. The woman I saw, it was not a post-birth situation. She was very, very elderly.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
She held on to her squirt bottle to like, clean her vajayjay.
Yes, girlfriend. Absolutely. Yeah, you can't wipe.
You can't wipe. Stuff?
You can't wipe.
You can't, like...
No, because, like,
You're, like, falling off.
Yeah, like, there was a whole...
Oh, God.
Human
mass
shouldered
destruction.
shoulders came out of your vagina. But what I will say, my brother actually gave me some great advice. He told me about these vitamins called Evening Primrose.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And so I was taking that my third trimester, so you don't split or have the, you know.
Really?
And
does
it helps
work?
With the stretching, yes. Because, you know, when I had my checkup after my doctor said it didn't even look like I had a baby, I was like, well, thank
Christine
you.
Christine.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
right.
The vagina's clean.
24 carat twat.
Yeah.
No, because a lot of women have the baby and then they get a little
yeah.
extra twat.
Yeah.
A little so. You didn't need it.
You didn't
no.
need it.
Wow.
No.
I feel like we don't know you at all, but now I know I'm picturing
I mean,
vagina.
We know a lot yeah. about each other right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you're wearing a Cartier Tiger ring.
Well, yeah, a little Cartier, a little vintage Rolex.
Oh,
no.
I couldn't. Don't yeah. you remember when Erica Jane got one on Real Housewives?
I don't.
It was magical. And they put, like, the price tag, and I was like, whoa.
Well.
That's my home.
You know, that's an expensive bitch, so.
She is.
Okay, let's talk about some of these amazing tweets.
I'm scared of myself.
You're like you're like an inspirational Oprah in some moments.
You know, I'm like a ghetto Oprah, bougie, inspirational, really clapback-ish, nice.
You're the Oprah update.
Bully.
Update.
Bully. I like this.
She says on Twitter, "You should never be more concerned with making someone else look bad than you are with actually trying to improve your own life."
I think we should snap.
Ooh, I'm snapping for that.
But that's so good because I'm always like, how am I to take this girl down? But really, I should just be building myself up. I
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. That touched me.
Absolutely. You know, I think this year for me, I've just been on a whole, I can't say different path, but I think my path is a lot clearer. You know, a lot of things that I would entertain for entertainment purposes, I'm just not interested in doing that anymore. And, you know, there's a lot of people that were riding my coattails so much I would send them a dry cleaning bill, but they couldn't really pay for it. So I just paid for it anyway. Just sent to my business manager and he handled it. But, you know, and it's the whole thing is like, let's figure out what lies we can make up about Masika. Let's figure out how we can make her look bad. Yeah, we're going to say this about her. We're going to say this. Not realizing that you're looking like an obsessive stalker, creep, weirdo fan.
Right.
Like, you know, fans Google you and study you and you're doing more than they are. So really it should be like in my fan club or the president of it. But instead of spending all of your
you
energy
so
exactly trying to make me look bad, which is impossible. You should
hair
actually
flip with a hair flip.
Can we have a hair flip like sound effect?
Like, ooh, like a wing?
Like a like na 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 na.
Yes,
slow-mo.
Yes. So you know what? In between sentences, if I go, that's a hair flip. Guys.
Okay, hair flip.
So anyway, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, but it was just really weird because it's like as much as you're focused on me, you're actually making me more powerful because you're giving me all of your energy and the three fans that you have are now focused on me too. So why not worry about what you're actually doing in life and actually instead of trying to take what I've accomplished, try to accomplish something on your own.
And that's like what RuPaul told us. He said...
Oh, that's a hair flip, just saying his name.
He said, if they ain't paying your bills, don't pay them no mind.
Yes!
It's pay those bees no mind.
Pays those bees no mind.
Yes.
Okay, next thing. Next inspirational tweet.
I'm into it.
You can be everything to a man that's used to nothing, and it still won't mean anything if he's not ready for something.
Ooh,
we needed to use this today.
We were giving it
to a friend. Yeah. This is very interesting.
Do you come up? Do you just sit there? And
I don't
like,
know. Are these like originals?
You do a hair flip and it comes out from underneath.
Yeah. It's like it comes from the flip. And then it's like,
while you're flipping.
It's like it flip and it comes out of the ear and it just dumps.
Yeah.
They're just like so well written.
But no, can you read it?
Yes. Okay.
I actually have a story behind that tweet.
One more time. I need to hear one more time.
You can be everything to a man that's used to nothing. And it still won't mean anything if he's not ready for something.
Oh, it's so good. It's so
song lyrics.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
damn.
Sometimes I maze the heck out of myself, you know?
So where'd
tell
that
me
come
the story?
From?
This was when me and Willie first broke up, Fetty. This was before Kari.
I didn't even know his real name.
Yeah, his Willie. This was before Kari.
I wasn't expecting Willie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, continue on.
No one does, I guess. But like we had gotten this like it was the dumbest argument. Like it was just so stupid. Okay, so we were leaving one of his shows and it was like ESPYs or something and he had to like perform at the ESPYs and he was like sitting on the phone like in the car like sending a message and like the car the caravan, everybody left, but he was the last one. And I'm like, everybody left. He's like, okay. So we're all just sitting in the car and it's like sitting there. And, you know, I was trying to like keep him on schedule. Yeah. And I'm like, it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, all right, all right. And then he was just, it was just these dissertations and this text message. And I'm like, he spent a lot of time on the phone. And he was like, what? I'm texting my mother. And like, we just got this stupid argument. You questioned me about my phone. And it was just so stupid. And like, we ended up, like, went to the ESPYs. And we were like, not even talking to each other. It was just, it was so
bad.
Stupid. Then we get back to his hotel and I'm like, I want to go home. And he's like, take the car and whatever. So go home. And then we had this whole dramatic, it was the dumbest thing ever. And then I was like, you can be everything to a man. Yeah. But that's then he great. Tweeted something after it like, bitch wanted to go, so I gave her a rocket packet. Even know.
Wait, so this was like in real time.
These are passive aggressive real time tweets.
This is called subtweeting.
And then we made it like 3 days later, but whatever. But honestly, like that's kind of what I felt in the moment.
It's
like,
so true though.
From at that time, like, you know, what he had told me about his life and his background and mine, it was like, you know, he was new in the industry at that time. I had kind of been around for a while. So it was like, you know, he wasn't used to the things that I was used to at that time. And he was like, oh, yeah, I've never met anyone like you. You're just this great, amazing, angelic, beautiful human being.
And you're like, yeah.
So obviously. It was like, you know, you can see everything that you're saying that you want.
Yeah.
But you're still not ready for it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right.
Ooh, that was my profound moment out of our dumb argument.
It's so true, though. Girls waste so much energy trying to be that perfect human. But if he's not ready, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Men like biatches. I've
learned. They love them.
They love.
We were giving our friend advice today, and I was like, you got to go away and be mean. Yeah, they're like, but that's going to ruin it. I'm like, no.
Just make him kiss your butt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Kiss the buns. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Before we get to the game, I think probably people always want to ask you about your relationship. It's actually not at all what I'm interested in. I'm interested.
Because I'm not either.
Okay. I'm really more interested in your co-star, Ray J. Does he talk about the sex tapes? Like, what happens after the lights are off?
You know,
because I imagine when you're really friends with Ray J, he like walks around, he's like, you know, like, you know me.
I would be angry if I were Ray J.
Why?
He is not, everyone's like, oh, Kris Jenner, she like made that family. She like made, I'm like, Ray J made that family.
That's actually, that's
with
quite
no
true.
Ray J, with no
there'd
Ray
be
J,
no
Peen,
Kardashians.
There'd be no Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Doesn't he feel like he wants like a percentage of all of the money
he should
have?
Here's the thing, right? Royalties.
I honestly, as weird as it sounds, I know we've been on the same franchise for upwards of 4 years now, but I don't really know him very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really don't talk to the people you don't see us filming with. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very rare. Like, sometimes we'll have a friend on the show that you don't even know that we're friends with, because it's like you have 18, 22, however many people.
Yeah.
And let's say if we were really friends and you just show that in episode 7, you got to show before and after. Like,
yeah.
Excuse me, like how we got here and whatever.
Right.
So half the time, we don't even know who's on the show until it airs.
Got it.
Then, like, I didn't even meet half of my castmates until, like, the reunion.
Wow.
And then they keep everybody separate. So, I mean, I know Ray J, but we're not, like, friends that we call each other and hang out. Like,
please ask him. Ask him his real thoughts. And then the next time you come back, we want a full report.
Well, see, now, here's the thing. He is a married man at this point, so I feel like would be a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
To ask a married man, even if he wasn't married, I really don't care.
About
but
the sex tape.
I think I'm probably the only person in the world that has not seen
I
the
haven't
sex
seen
tape.
It.
I haven't seen it.
Let's watch it. Pull it up.
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I'll reenact it for you.
Is it,
is it crazy or is it just like normal?
Well, I heard a theory that allegedly this was meant always to be leaked.
I mean, obviously.
Allegedly, I would
confirm.
Believe that.
Yeah.
I would believe
that.
It's
the smartest thing in the world. I can't wait to make a sex tape.
It feels very like that.
Forced.
Like, she's got her makeup on and, like, who really looks... I mean, I had sex the other night with Zit Cream on. Like, I was not making a movie. You know what I mean?
I mean, until you've had a head wrap and, you know...
Thank you.
Breast milk leaking, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. All right. It is time for the game.
Dun,
we're
dun,
calling
dun, dun.
This, in honor of you coming to the Lady Gang podcast, we're calling this the Clapback Queen of Feuds.
I knew you had it in you.
She has
it. I knew you had it in you.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite celebrity feuds and get your take on them, okay?
She's so excited.
Jennifer Lopez versus Mariah Carey. It all began in the early 2000s when Carey reportedly told the paparazzi, I don't know her. When asked about Lopez, she repeated the phrase during Watch What Happens Live in 2016. Lopez, however, claims there is no bad blood. I would love to meet her. I would love to be friends with her. I think she's incredibly talented, and I've been a fan of hers.
They still have not met?
That's what I'm shocked
about. She doesn't know her.
She don't know her.
I don't know her.
That's insane. After all these years,
they
haven't met.
Do you think it's the elevated moment? Do you know when you're in a party and you've met a girl before and you know she knows that she's met you before, but she's so threatened by you that she doesn't want to give you the satisfaction of saying, I remember you. So you're not memorable.
It's classic shade.
It's classic shade. I love when a girl reintroduces herself to me and I'm like, I saw you watch my story an hour ago.
Yeah, you're like, you follow me on Instagram,
yeah, you know,
you bitch.
You know exactly who I am.
That's exactly what Mariah's doing.
But you know, I think it's a combination of that too, and also like you can know of people but not know of them. Like half the people that stalk me, I've never met before. So I'm the same thing. Oh, I don't know her. Who? I don't know.
Right.
I know you know everything there is to know about me, but right.
I don't know her.
I've never met her.
Right.
But I think Jennifer Lopez took the classy route because at the end of the day, you know, J-Lo, she's well accomplished, but let's be real, Mariah's Mariah. So she didn't take that moment to do a dig back at her, and it was very smart for her as a, you know, woman to do that because, hey, I don't care if Mariah insults me. It's mother effing Mariah. Right. So, like, you know,
is Mariah higher than J-Lo in your book?
Mariah is up there. Mariah is. I mean,
oh yeah.
Let's look at the hierarchy.
She's legend.
Yeah, she's definitely
we're talking like Whitney, Mariah, Beyonce. You have a level. J-Lo is amazing. She's incredible.
One step down.
I mean, I don't know how many steps we're taking on this on this journey.
How many steps are on this?
I don't know how many flights and what the building is. But Mariah is Mariah. She's an icon. She's a living legend at this point. So
okay,
I think a lot of the people in her class and died from drugs or something, but whatever.
Ooh, dark.
Like, we did take it to a dark place.
I didn't even mean
queen.
For that to really happen, but
okay.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus versus Nicki Minaj. Was good, Miley. After Miley Cyrus called out Nicki Minaj for her not-so-nice comments about Taylor Swift in the New York Times interview, the Anaconda rapper unexpectedly called her out at the 2015 MTV VMAs. I was there, and it was amazing on live television. She said, and now back to this biatch that had a lot to say about me in the press. Miley, what's good? Miley said on stage as she accepted her award. And then the rapper, like, Nicki Minaj sort of mouthed to her, don't play with me, bitch. And it was really, really scary. And I don't think they've I don't think they've ever reconciled.
So wait, before we get into that, can we just like comment on how you just threw that effortless like plug in there? The awards that I was at that you guys weren't invited to. Anyway.
Welcome to Kelty Night.
It was amazing.
This is what she does.
I like that. Yeah. It was cute. That's okay. I'll get an invite next time.
Remember that time I was there and saw it go down for real?
Everyone was terrifying.
Like, oh.
But do we know what Miley said about her in the press?
I think she just said she's like not a nice
Didn't she
woman.
Say something about like being a mean girl or something like that?
Something. Yeah. But the funniest part was the reaction on Miley's face when Nicki said that to her because she rolled her eyes and she was so annoyed but she was on camera so she just kept right along talking.
But she was like almost naked and it was so awkward because she was like naked.
This was black Miley. Now she's white again.
Yeah, this is black Miley.
She's now like
the whitest.
She's like
Maybe that was mixed Miley. She was like before, you know.
Right now she's like Kid Rock Miley.
Yeah.
Which doesn't get more white and more scary, really.
She's Dixie Chick, Kid Rock. Yeah.
Still hasn't showered, but her hair's bleached.
Woodstock Miley.
Yeah, okay. Woodstock Miley.
Woodstock Miley.
Taylor versus Katie, what team are you on? We all know the story. We don't even need to tell.
God, I think I'm team Katie.
Yeah, I'm team
Katie. I just like Katie because her boobs are really nice.
She does have great boobs.
She has good boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they real?
I think they're real.
Yeah. I don't know if they're real or real expensive, but I really, you know, either way, they're good.
Yeah. Okay.
They're good.
Solange versus Jay-Z in the elevator.
Iconic.
The best part about the whole thing was Beyonce was a statue. She didn't blink.
Nope.
She didn't think. She didn't swallow. She was like, it wasn't happening. No.
No.
I love it. It was just amazing.
She's just looking right through.
It was awesome. Like, either that's amazing willpower, you knew you were on camera, or what drug is that? What drug is that?
It happened so much, it wasn't shocking.
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think she was scared? Do you think she was... I mean, she was being taped.
Maybe
or what?
She just freezes in.
Yeah, I do. That's what I do.
I would imagine, like at that level of celebrity, you know that everything you do is watched.
Right.
So it's like, okay, we know that there's possibility of a camera here, so I'm just going to be invisible. If I stay real still, nobody will see me.
Honestly, if I were Beyonce, I would have my bodyguard tell me at every moment, like, remember there could be cameras in this location. You know what I mean?
It's probably innate. Like, it's,
I'm
it's
sure
probably
she, yeah, that's just like
that
how she lives.
Understands.
Just thinking,
but
just understand.
To get the reminder.
Not, there's probably somebody filming you.
Yeah,
like on
it's crazy.
Phone.
I guess you're right. But, like, I don't know. I'd be that idiot that just
I mean, it's
forgot.
Unbelievable that that video leaked.
That was insane.
Like, and no one ever got fired. Like, they never found out who in that hotel had access to the security tape and then,
like,
sold
it.
And how much money did they get?
That's what I want
so
to
much
know
money.
What they the got
price.
Paid for that.
Oh, what was
my
the price
God.
Tag on Solange beating up Jay-Z?
Well, maybe they didn't get fired. Maybe they quit because they retired from the chat.
I was going to say, they're on a yacht.
I know.
They're on a yacht somewhere.
Fine. I love it. All right. When we come back, you're going to help us answer questions so we can never be stuck on the elevator with our sister and husband in a fist fight.
That would be awesome.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. Before we start, ask the Lady Gang, if you want 20% off at jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG. Okay. Are you ready to give some advice?
Yes, I'm ready to ruin lives. I mean, make your lives better.
You never know which way it's going to go with you.
Yeah,
so
probably
going. Yeah.
We can flip a coin.
I hope that you have an inspirational tweet for every one of these questions.
I know. Okay.
I think I can come up with some.
You can too.
Our first question comes from Anonymous. And Anonymous says, I've been with my now fiance for 5 years, and recently I found out that there have been several bitches that are mad my man is getting married.
Ooh.
Half of me is like, I should be impressed that multiple girls want my man, even though they're probably never, they probably have never even talked to him. And I also had no idea I had such a desired boo. But the other half of me is super bugged by it. I'm having weird mixed feelings and I needed some outside thoughts.
Okay. There's actually no evidence here. There's no fingerprints. She didn't say anything about, I went through his phone, there's text messages. Mm-hmm. This girl called me. She's just saying girls are mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bitches be mad every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, mad, why? Are these just like Twitter fans? Are these like your church congregation?
Are they like
exes?
Or are these side bitches?
Right. So here, it's really hard to answer that question, because here's the thing. If he's gotten
kind
caught with something, that's one thing. If you're just, you know, jealous bitches. Hey, if you like to look at it, other people do too. And move it right along, girl. Get married and just make sure that rock is really nice. So when they look, they get blinded.
Extra
they
jealous.
They get even more jealous.
I agree.
Even more jealous. Yeah.
I agree.
I agree too.
I think it's like, you can't, don't go digging. Like, anytime you dig, it's like a pimple. Just can leave
it
alone.
Yeah, it's going to get huge.
Leave it alone.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look, you'll find.
It's hot when people want your man, though. And you're like, yes, he's mine.
Yeah. As long as he's not shitty.
Right.
Well, usually they are shitty and I still want them.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Shittier the better.
Yeah, kind of. Holy dogs are out. Let's get them.
So hot. Okay, our second question is also from Anonymous. Different Anonymous.
Mm. Nobody wants to write in after lives have been ruined.
I know. We have, like,
name.
Said people's
it's
real
okay,
names before.
Name.
Yeah. She's like, can you cut it out of the podcast? I don't want anybody listening. Okay. Second Anonymous says, I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year now, and we are extremely happy together. I recently found out through a friend that his ex texted him saying that she misses him.
Mm.
This text was apparently a few months ago, and he didn't tell me about it. I confronted him about it, and he said he just didn't want me to be upset since he said he replied saying that he's happy with me, which I trust, because she's crazy and probably an insecure bitch texting my boyfriend, blah blah blah. But it all just feels shady. Am I being a psycho girlfriend for feeling like I lost a little trust for him? Side note, should I torch her car or not? Nah?
I wish I had these type of problems. Like, are you that insecure? All my exes text me, all my hoes want me back. I mean
I love
you know, it's never a time that, I mean, every like 3-6 months, I get it. I miss you. I love you.
Do you reply to them?
Sometimes.
You do?
Yeah. It just
depends. I feel like I wouldn't reply.
Are you in a relationship currently?
No.
Okay.
No.
But if you were, would you also text them back?
Either, probably not. Or,
okay.
Or, I don't know. I mean, I might reply
it would change
just because
the
of the nature of the relationship that we had. But it would just be a different type of a reply.
Right.
Because I have two exes. One I call the running back because he always runs back. And the other one,
word.
Just like the ex that just never disappears.
Yeah.
The cockroach. That's what I like to call people that won't die.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah. But you know, it's like, I don't necessarily mind it.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate him. Hi, miss you too.
It's kind of, you want the attention.
Yeah, but, I like it.
You know, like I said, we kind of like pain a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little masochism,
like,
yeah.
The guy, I was with him for like 3.5 years, and we broke up because... silly thing, he got a couple girls pregnant. It's weird. And of course he denied it all, but this was like before IG was really big. It was still Twitter, and like these girls found me on Twitter and like, yeah, biatch, yeah, I'm having his baby, biatch. And of course, you know, whatever. God. But you know, that was years ago. We're older now, and it's like, you know, we still have a lot of love for each other, but he's just a whore, you know. So I don't think she should be worried about I miss you text. Like, I always tell people, it's not the question, is the response.
Yeah. Right.
So you can't get mad for someone asking you something. You get mad at what they said back.
Yeah. And he's not going to tell you about it because it probably meant nothing to him, or it just fed his ego a little bit. And then he wants to have sex with you.
Either.
No,
like,
it's just going to start a fight no matter what.
Hey, yeah, babe. So, yeah, you remember my ex who was in love with me? Yeah, text me today.
Yeah, they want to be with me again. Yeah,
totally. It's okay. Just no point. Like, unless you're going to go see them, somebody died.
Disregard. Okay.
Relax, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Our last question comes from Danielle. Mm. Danielle says, my boyfriend and I have successfully been doing a semi-long distance relationship for almost 2 years.
I don't think so.
I'm moving to LA from LA down to San Diego to live with him, which is a huge test to see if we're really meant to be. I'm a little nervous to move down to San Diego and not have any of my own friends. So I proposed the idea of living with a few girlfriends for a year to my boyfriend, and he thought it was a great idea, but was cool with whatever option I chose. I'm scared I might waste another year not living with him, only to realize when I do move in with him, him and I aren't compatible after all. What do you guys think I should do?
I think you're an idiot. I think you should stay in LA. I think your relationship is trash, and so does your opinion. Why are you moving?